Breast cancer is the most common cancer in Ireland, with around 1 in 7 women diagnosed with it. As part of efforts to highlight the risks, there are calls for more information to be provided on breast density. The Labour Party, along with campaigners, will today hold a meeting on it and call for details to be given as part of the breast check screening process. HICWA has already said it will consider the introduction of breast density measurement later on in the year. To understand more about this, we're joined by William Gallagher. He's a professor in cancer biology at UCD, and he will address today's briefing. William, good morning. Thanks for joining us. Just to explain this issue firstly around breast density in basic terms and then the difficulty it can present in detecting cancer.
Hi Karen. How are you doing? Thanks very much. I think it's important to note that in terms of breast density, and people may not be aware of that, breasts are obviously different and they're, you can classify breasts into 4 different categories in terms of density. So I suppose there's 2 main components in the breast. There's essentially what's glandular tissue, for example, the glands that produce milk ducts, and there's supporting tissue around that. And then the rest of the breast can be fatty tissue. And when we talk about dense breasts, it's really where there's more glandular tissue compared to fatty breast. And so, for example, about 40% of women within the kind of age range for breast check would be classified as having dense breasts. And about 5% in total have very dense breasts. And one of the challenges is that with standard screening mammography, dense breast actually looks white on a mammogram. So it's quite similar to a tumour. So it can be masked, particularly in women with very dense breasts.
So that information then is not currently recorded in Ireland through our screening programme. Now, in a statement to RTE, the Department of Health says an evaluation of proposed changes is expected to start later this year, and it'll look at both the proposed expansion of age range eligibility and then that potential introduction of a breast density notification. Do we know if it's happening elsewhere and the success rate of it?
Yeah, so it is. So, for example, in the US, the FDA has mandated provision of breast density information since September last year. I think it's important to note, though, that, you know, within Ireland, we have an excellent screening program. So BreastCheck, you know, has a very good participation rate. Over 70% of people who are called to that program participate, and that compares very favorably across Europe. There is some differences. So, for example, I know that BreastCheck, for example, they take on board advice from a particular group, the European Commission Initiative on Breast Cancer. So there's certain guidance there. But there's also other groups, European groups, for example, the European Society for Biomedical Imaging. And following on from a very significant trial that took place in the Netherlands called the DENSE trial, where they specifically looked at women with very dense breasts, and they for example, defined their breast density using an automated imaging approach. They actually provided supplementary imaging. Following on from that, the results of that trial, that European body said that all women should be notified of their breast density. I think that so there's variation across Europe. So, for example, France provide that information, Switzerland, Austria, but it's not universal across Europe.
And as you said, many might not be aware of this breast density risk as they would be about age and alcohol, and many will agree it's best to be armed with all the facts. But would there be possible concern about creating anxiety among people when you don't have then follow-up actions in place?
Yeah, I think that's a potential valid concern. You know, there are, counter-arguments providing that information. As you say, it may lead to increased anxiety, potential for overdiagnosis of cancer. So, for example, you may identify a cancer that ultimately is not lethal and potentially may lead to overtreatment. There also is some discussion around, you know, for cost of the healthcare system and maybe a potential inequity between public and private. But I do think, for example, you know, there needs to be a kind of a broader discussion around this in terms of, first of all, awareness. Breast density itself is the second probably most impactful risk factor in terms of breast cancer after age. And people just don't know about it. It's not really kind of generally discussed.
And as you say, it will be at a briefing today, which you will be addressing, I understand. William Gallagher, we have to leave it there, but a professor in cancer biology at UCD, that is all very interesting. Thank you so much. It's almost 5 to 9.